Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Chào sáng hào. Kerley, vanakkam. A very warm welcome to Sporticus Podcast. Today's podcast doesn't deal with a specific sport. In fact, we're going to talk about how COVID-19 has impacted the sports industry globally and the upcoming changes in different fields of sports during the second phase in Singapore. As the number of confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide has surged past 8.3 million, major sporting events have been cancelled or postponed. The most significant event, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, which was supposed to take place this summer in Japan, it has now been postponed to next year. What has this led to? An impact on cash flow. In the simplest terms, there are three main income streams for sports. Broadcasting means sales of media rights. Commercial means sponsorship and advertising partnerships. And match day revenue means ticketing and hospitality. Each sport generates revenue differently, leading the main organizing body to distribute its total income between its participating clubs. Minimum payment is guaranteed by the performance or at times with competitions, bonuses on top. As we all know, every club generates its own income by different means. By competing in tournaments, by signing their own sponsorship agreements, or by developing their own D2C media subscriptions. Entertainment companies cash on professional sports leagues. Teams have their own identities. The entertainment value of the sports team depends on the publicity it receives. This current shutdown has dramatically affected the impact on the industry, as no games mean no TV deals and no matchday income, and no income means no clubs. Most of you are wondering, what will be the next steps to evolve the sports industry? Here are some of the transformational trends we should expect to see in the sports industry. The increase in online media consumption caused by coronavirus does not depend on a traditional evening prime time show. The distribution of the sports content is rapidly changing to D2C services. In fact, the success of these services will lead to the decline in cable television. The absence of real sport encourages virtual technologies to grow. Esports have grown massively in recent years and presents a new way to engage fans and bring in revenue, especially during these circumstances. Furthermore, innovative technologies could enable fans to experience games live without having to be physically present. An idea that once wasn't really appreciated or accepted, but now seems the only way. Now, let's see what we can and cannot do during the second phase in Singapore. A question that has been debated upon by everyone on WhatsApp. Are we allowed to go back to the pitch and play futsal? Let's stick to a yes and no answer for this one. Yes, futsal grounds will soon open up, but exclusively to academies to enable them to train in groups of 5 players, excluding the certified coach. Any other additional group has to keep a 3-meter gap, and intermixing within the group shall not be permitted. The maximum capacity will be limited to 50 packs in order to minimize the risk of large clusters forming. And no, unfortunately, no more informal games between friends until further notice. I believe this means that the teams in Singapore Premier League will have to train in groups of five with a 3 meter distance as a safety measure until further notice from the National Sports Association. Paintballing. Take a second to think if paintball is considered even a sport or an attraction. To be honest, I'm still confused, but I will surely talk about paintball in one of my upcoming podcasts. But for now, all attractions remain closed in phase 2. Wonderful news for our Olympic and Paralympic qualifiers. The committee has given them the green light to resume training from 2nd June onwards. For the combat sports lovers, body contact activities won't be permitted. This means no buddy-buddy training. Time for you to focus on your endurance and techniques. And for the gym lovers, each gym has established their own set of rules and regulations and taken extreme measures to ensure the safety of their members. Before we end our podcast for today, quick updates on international football leagues. La Liga commenced successfully its league on the 11th of June. Football Club Barcelona still holding first position with 64 points. But surprisingly, Espanyol, that were last on the table prior to the break, have resumed the season with an impact. The English Premier League kicked off with a powerful game on the 17th of June. Manchester City versus Arsenal, and looks like Pep Guardiola's team are on top form. What a spectacular performance by Bayern Munich. The Bundesliga was the first European league to kick off after the break, and oh boy, they have not lost any of their games yet, leading the table with 76 points with a 10 points gap. In Italy, ongoing celebration in Naples this week, thanks to Napoli as they won the Italian Cup against Juventus in a round of penalties. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. Gracias for tuning in today. For further queries, drop us an email at sporticussg@gmail.com and we shall do our best to answer you. Please do like and share us on Facebook and Instagram, sporticussg. In the meanwhile, stay safe and keep healthy, amigos.